is the young sheriff, Baron Young, speaking for the United States Navy and rolling out the red carpet and saying, welcome to the country hoedown. Well, sir, we've got a well-known movie star to add to the fun for this time. So come on out here right now, front and center, Mr. Rex Allen.
On the rhythm range, on the rhythm range, everything is keeping time to a sort of rooney grime and rhythm. Well, I was born a rover on the rhythm range, a rootin', tootin', tear, and I never will change. To sing a tune to the day and travel all the way in rhythm,
rhythm.
Everything around me is a part of my song. They seem to want to follow as I ramble along. The lazy hawk in the sky is tempted to try my rhythm. On the rhythm range,
on the rhythm range,
on the rhythm range.
Everything is keeping time to sort of rooney grime and rhythm.
Now every time a Sunday comes a-rolling around, down beside the water hole I'm sure to be found. There'll be a scrubbing and a rubbing in a manner profound in rhythm.
Rhythm.
Water from a thousand feet is colder than air. I always thought the devil kept it warmer down there. I guess it marked in his path, so I'll be taking my bath in rhythm.
On the rhythm
range, on the rhythm
range,
on the rhythm range.
Everything's keeping time to a sort of rooney grime and rhythm.
Well, I asked the prairie chicken when it started to scratch if sandy peas and bumblebees could hatch a better batch. He said the only thing he found beneath this doggone ground is rhythm.
Rhythm.
Started into working with a toss of the head, and then he turned around to me and here's what he said. I ain't digging for gold, but when I'm scratching, my soul's got rhythm.
On the rhythm range,
on the rhythm
range,
on the rhythm
range. Everything is keeping time to a sort of rooney grime and rhythm. Everything's keeping time to a sort of rooney grime and rhythm.
Hey, Rex, boy, you know, last night I went and saw one of your movies, and I'll guarantee you one thing, you can certainly ride a horse. You know, but whenever you leaped off that railroad trestle, it kind of scared me.
Some scene, Fair, and I had to jump off of that bridge 10 times before the director finally decided it was a take.
Well, golly, well, did they give you any extra money for all those black and blue marks?
Nope, but they paid my hospital bills.
Hospital, huh? Say, did they treat you pretty good there, Rex?
Oh, sure. Good food, entertainment. They even showed us a hospital-type movie.
What the dickens is a hospital-type movie?
Humphrey Bogart in the Novocaine Mutiny.
Hey, did you have one of those handsome doctors, Rex? I'm talking about the type they always feature on television.
Oh, this boy was a real lady killer. He was what they call an M.D., a Ph.D., and a little fiddledy-D.
Well, I'll bet he knew all the latest operational methods, right?
Oh, yes, indeed. He was noted for incisions, decisions, and trans-supervisions.
What does that mean?
Knit one, purl two.
Yeah, that sounds about like it. You know something? I bet that keeps his patients kind of in stitches, huh, Rex? Right now, though, I get down to something a little more serious. We want to let you take over the spotlight and do another song. What do you say?
All right, Farron. This one's called Streets of Laredo.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all dressed in white linen, all dressed in white linen, as cold as the clay. Drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley that lay the sod o'er me, for I'm
I'm a young cowboy, and know I've done wrong. Let 16 cowboys come carry my coffin. Let 16 gamblers come sing me a song. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me. For I'm a young cowboy, I know I've done wrong. Beat the drum slowly, play the fife lowly, play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me.
For I'm a young cowboy, I know I've done wrong.
Well, so that's real fine, Rex. And you know, I know a lot of you fans out there of Rex Island are female. And I'd like to speak to you just for a moment. You ladies who are registered or graduate nurses, that's who I want to talk to, because right now you have a golden opportunity to practice nursing under the most ideal conditions in the world. I mean, when you sign up for a commission in the Navy Nurse Corps. Now just think of the benefits. You'll have the prestige of being a naval officer. You'll be able to practice on Navy hospital ships, in Naval Air Hospital transports that fly to the four corners of the world, and in modern Navy hospitals equipped with the latest scientific equipment. You want to find out more? Well, okay, just visit your Navy recruiting station. Or if you'd rather, write your letter to Navy Nurse. That's Navy Nurse, Washington 25, D.C.
And Farron, I might say I think those Navy nurses really look snappy in those uniforms. Any gal who can qualify should investigate a career as a Navy nurse. But Farron, I think it's time you qualified with a song. How about stepping up here Mike's side and doing something for the country hoedown folks?
Okay, Rex, here's one right here called Until I Met You.
I never knew that I could be so in love until I met you, until I met you. I never knew that I could be so true till I met you, until I met you. I used to be a rambler, I used to be a flirt, but since I found you, darling, your heart I'll never hurt. I never knew that I could fall so in love till I met you, until I met you.
This paradise that you have brought to me.
I never knew that I could fall so in love till I met you, until I met you.
Farron, we were talking about the career of a Navy nurse. My wife has an old school chum who joined the outfit, and well, she says there's no finer career anywhere. She really loves her work.
Well, so that's only natural, Rex. You know, a registered professional nurse can wear the solid gold stripe of a naval officer. And with all the advantages of good paying and housing, wonderful food, and the finest recreational facilities, the Navy nurse has the greatest opportunity of all. And advancement? Well, so she can go right up the line with her professional knowledge and select a field for specialization. The Navy uses all the latest equipment, and from one promotion to the next, the Navy nurse will be glad to tell you it's an interesting, profitable, enjoyable life. So if you're qualified, a registered professional nurse under 39 and one-half when appointed, you can write for additional information to Navy Nurse. That's Navy Nurse, Washington 25, D.C. Right now, Rex, supposing you do one of your sentimental song stylings. You got one handy?
Sure have, Farron. I want to call on my old buddies, the Frontiersman and Eddie Martin, to help me out with this one, and it's called Just Call Me Lonesome.
Why must I love a heartless one who never knows the harm she's done? Though love is blind, I should have known. Just call me lonesome from now on. I climb the stairs up to my room, but no one meets me in the gloom. The silence tells me she has gone. Just call me lonesome from now on. I pray my memories at last will fade into the lonesome past. If I must live and love alone, just call me lonesome from now on.
And I'm afraid that's all we're going to have time for in the way of music here at the Country Hoedown. But before we say aloha, we want to thank a wonderful fellow for dropping in with all those fine songs, Rex Allen. Rex, buddy, thanks a million.
Well, don't thank me, Farron. I'd rather thank the fellows over at the U.S. Naval Recruiting Service for inviting me over. And believe me, any time I can do my little old bit, I just hope they ask me. So long, everybody.
So it's time to quit wheeling and dealing from the Country Hoedown, which has been presented as a public service feature of this station. We'll all be heading your way again real soon with such well-known personalities as Rusty Draper, Ernest Tubb, Tex Ritter, Webb Pierce, and many, many others. Meantime, this is Farron Young for the United States Navy reminding you to pay a visit real soon to your Navy recruiter. Just remember, there's an important job waiting for you no matter what kind of work you do when you wear the Navy blue. So be smart and be good to yourself and your country. Join the Navy.